Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 14th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Ches. Noshim v'avodim uktanim b'turim min ha-sukkah. Women, avodim, that means avodim ktanim, non-Jewish avodim, and ktanim, are exempt from the sukkah. The Gemara originally brings a braisa that says, why are women potter from sukkah? Because it says, kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael, the Yisrael sukkah. Ezrach means a male citizen, excluding women. However, the Gemara concludes and says, it's really not from that posuk. That posuk is only an asmachta. It's a support, but it's not the real reason that we say women exempt. The real reason the women exempt are is halacha l'moshe misinai. It comes straight from Moshe from Sinai. And the posuk of kol ha-ezrach is simply an asmachta, is simply a support. However, one could ask an obvious question on this. Without this, even without the halacha l'moshe misinai, without the drosha, women should be exempt anyway because their sukkah is one of those mitzvahs which is time dependent. It's a mitzvah of Seishas Mangroma. So what do we need to have a drasha or a halachal mishum misina anyway? And the answer to that is because it might have thought that the women should be chayiv in a sukkah because the pasuk says teishvu basukas teishvu from which will and teishvu ke entaduru. You live in a sukkah the same way you live in the house. Just like in your house, a person has his wife with him. So also you would have thought the sukkah, you have to be with your wife as well. And therefore the wife would have been chayiv in the sukkah as well. Either that reason or maybe another reason you might have thought that women are chayiv. And that is because we have a gzera shava from matzah. Chamisha osa, which we do learn a gzera shava, certain things from Pesach, from the first night matzah. So I might have thought to stretch it also to compare it as far, compare sukkah to matzah also as far as women is concerned. To say that just like when it comes to eating matzahs on the first night Pesach, women are obligated, even though it's a mitzvah shas magrama. So I would have thought that when it comes to sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, they also have an obligation. So for either of these two reasons, therefore we need to have halacha l'moshe misinai to tell us that nonetheless women are exempt from sitting in a sukkah. Now, and avonim ketanim, that is, an eved who's not Jewish, is also exempt because they're only chayiv in those mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in. What about ketanim? And a katan is not chayiv because they're not b'nei chiyuv. Says the Mishnah further, cotton she'enoy tzorich le'imoy, a cotton who does not need his mother to take care of him. In other words, we're talking about a cotton who's not so, the Gemara brings, what's the criteria? How do you define it? If a child, when he wakes up from his sleep, he doesn't keep on calling mummy, mummy, but he calls once, for example, and then he remains quiet, then that shows he's independent enough to require chayiv b'sukkah. He's chayiv in a sukkah. Not that he's chayiv min ha-Torah, he's chayiv for the father and mother to educate him in mitzvahs, for the father to educate him in a mitzvahs, mitzad chinuch. But then the Mishnah brings a story to tell us something else, that a katan, even younger than that, was chayiv. In what was the case? Maisa, there was a story of the Yolda Kalosei Shol Shammai Hazaken, that the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken gave birth. Or Picheis Esama Ziva, and he broke the part of the roof above where the baby would be sleeping, the cradle of the baby, or the bed of his daughter-in-law, where the mother would be, where the daughter-in-law and the child would be, v'sikach chalgabe mita, and he put schach on top of the bed of his daughter-in-law. But why? Bishvil hakatan, because of the child, the newly born child that would be with the mother. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, every katan is chayiv when he's chayiv to put him in a sukkah. Some say that Shammai was machmir to make chayiv in chinuch even a child who is sorich l'imoy. Why? Where it's possible, if you can do so. And he could do so by opening part of the roof, and he covered it with schach there, and he made it kosher schach. And indeed, that's the din with any mitzvah to mechayiv chinuch. If it's possible to do so, that's fine. The Chachamim, however, held that since the mother of the child is exempt from the sukkah, so therefore anyone, any child that needs that needs the mother is also not chayiv and not appropriate to do chinuch as well. Mishnah Tes. Kol shiva sayomim, all 7 days of sukkahs, odom oise sukkosei keva uveisei arai. A person makes his sukkah a permanent dwelling and his house is a temporary dwelling. That's the ikar. His main dira is in the sukkah. So, for example, he takes his nice dishes, he takes his nice chairs, the nice things that he has out into the sukkah. He eats and drinks in the sukkah, he has his enjoyment in the sukkah. Yorduk shomim, but if rain comes down, at what point is he allowed to start taking the things out of the sukkah and leave the sukkah and go back into the house? Misha tisrach ha-mikvah, if there's enough rain that would spoil the soup. And that would make it or a porridge. Mikvah is a sort of thickish soup, like a porridge. Moshul, the rabbis gave an analogy. If that happens, what is it like? Lamar davar doma, to what may be compared the situation? If rain's coming down in the sukkah and you have to leave the sukkah, it's comparable. La'eved shabol limzoi kos la'rabbi, it's like a servant who's coming to pour a cup out for his master. V'shofach lo'kitoin alaponov, and the master pours the bucket or the pitcher back over the face of the eved. In other words, it's like saying, I don't need your service. Similarly, the rain coming down during Chag HaSukkos and causing the person to leave the sukkah, it's showing that Hashem is not so happy with the Maisim of Yisrael, with the actions of the Yidden.